Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
He is just simply the best. He is the Mad Dog, Christopher Russo. It's Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Lots of Packers talk, lots of Aaron Rodgers talk today, as you would expect. Mr. Russo joins us right now, of course, of Mad Dog Unleashed on Sirius XM Channel 82, and from his Wednesday appearances on First Take. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. And the Texas Rangers are flying. The Steelers might be halfway decent. So not a bad little run for my former producer at WFAN, Christopher Carlin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with the team that a lot of people may not know that you grew up a fan of, and that's the Packers, Chris. We were talking about this morning. You know, you think about the Packers, 22 of the last 30 years, you've been in the playoffs, you've had two quarterbacks, and then the 25 years before that, since Super Bowl II, you made the playoffs twice. Are the Packers, with the way things are going with Jordan Love, about to enter another one of those darkness periods?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I don't think anybody knows, and if anybody tells you that they know what Jordan Love's going to do, they're lying to you. You know, I understand the Packers team in practice, so they may have a feel, but until we see him in games with some pressure, who has any idea? Now, I'm not going on an Eagle game last year when he threw a touchdown pass. And to be fair to him, I won't go on a Chief game a couple of years ago when he was more than hideous in Kansas City when Rodgers was out. So the jury is still out with him. And Matt LaFleur, who is not exactly Vince Lombardi, we will find out about him too. The special teams of LaFleur have been awful. He cost them that San Francisco game now 2 years ago, when their special teams was beyond dreadful. And, you know, he just worries about his little offense. He doesn't coach the whole team. But the bottom line is Green Bay, they're in a bad division. You know, who knows on Detroit? They should be decent, but you can't bank with Jared Goff. The Bears, I'm not sure about the quarterback yet. I know everybody thinks Fields is going to be great. I got to see it. I got to see when he has to throw the ball, everybody in the building knows it. And he has to throw the football and complete passes. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to do that. He's a great runner, but you know, you're not going to run yourself to a Super Bowl championship. And of course, you know, the Vikings, you know, decent, good team. You know, Cousins probably a little underrated. Jefferson's wonderful, but there's always something that gets in the way with Minnesota. You know, they've been around forever, never won a Super Bowl. Always, you know, last year the Giant game. There's always something that picks them off. So that division's winnable. You know, and Green Bay's relatively well-balanced, but we're going to find out about this QB. Because if anybody tells you they know what he can do, they're lying to you. Nobody knows. The Packers don't know. You and I don't know. Chris Collinsworth doesn't know.
Oh, Chris, he's been there for 3 years, though. I think they have an idea of what he is.
Well, until you get into the cauldron of a season and get into these games, how do we know how he's going to respond?
I think, a lot of times these guys get on the field based on what they can do in practice, and they have been pumping him up for 3 years and went through this whole mess with Rodgers because of him, so he better be that guy.
He better be, but you're confident that Jordan Love... Let me ask you this way.
Yeah.
What are the Packers, about 9.5 with the over-under?
Yeah, I think
it's
something like
that. Would you put money on
him? I would not.
Would you put money on
him? I would not.
And why wouldn't you? Because you're not sure about the quarterback.
I'm very not sure about... No, listen, I don't think he's going to be great. That's my take right now. I don't think he's going to be great. I don't know it, but I think that if we, you know, the Packers could have ended this a lot sooner with Rodgers, and they chose to ride it out. All right, let's move to Rodgers himself. Are we making too much of this leadership thing when we're in training camp here with the Jets?
You know, let's be fair to Rodgers. He's got a little something to prove because he wasn't great last year postseason for Green Bay. Some, he was very bad against San Francisco. Not great against Tampa in that championship game. I mean, Brady threw a million interceptions, and he couldn't capitalize. But he's been great here with the Jets. You got to be fair. I know he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. No, he is bright, but he restructured his contract. He did all the, you know, the OTA nonsense, the camps. He's been positive with Zach Wilson, although Wilson probably doesn't have a future there. The team loves him. He's been good to the media. You know, he shows up at Ranger and Nick playoff games. What the heck, Taylor Swift at the MetLife? He went there too. I mean, he sat there and he made sure he watched the 30 for 30 on the Mets. Gotham back in 86, you know, the 86, that 80s Mets teams. He told us that he watched that too. So he's done everything to embrace himself in New York. So you got to give him credit for that. I figure he's got something and he's got plenty left. Do I think he's going to be where he was in his prime? We're going to have to wait. He is 39 years old. We're going to have to wait and see that. And the Packers have and the Jets have a very hard schedule. That first 7 or 8 games is brutal. Chiefs, Cowboys, obviously Buffalo right out of the gate. At Denver now ain't going to be easy. They got a hard schedule. Eagles, but, you know, listen, if he played, they got a good defense. They were 7-4 last year without a quarterback. Breece Hall's there week one. I would be shocked as strong. I would be very surprised if the Jets are not a playoff team. Very surprised. I think you feel the same way.
I'll be shocked if they're not in the playoffs. It's just it's going to be a disappointment if he does not win a Super Bowl here in the next couple of years.
I think the key question, Chrissy, is what do you do? For this year, what is a barometer if you're a Jet fan?
You make the playoffs, it's a good year. But I'll tell you what.
Happened if you win.
But I'll say this: you make the playoffs, and he has a season numerically similar to what he did last year. But here's my thing, Chris: 40 years old. Not everybody's Tom Brady, and I know he had the injury last year, but I don't want to hear about it. Like, I can't guarantee that he's going to get it. I know he's motivated, but is he going to definitively play like he did a couple of years ago? I don't expect 34-5. You know?
Yeah, I don't know that, but. I think if I asked a Jet fan, what is something you can live with this year? I'm going to go one step further than playoffs. I'm going to see win a playoff game. Get to Kansas City, get to Cincinnati, get to Buffalo in a divisional round, and scare them. If they do that, if you're a Jet fan, you got to be happy that that was a very good year. He's going to be there 2 more years most likely, and maybe you can figure out a way to make a run next year, although he's going to be a year older. But maybe you can figure out a way to make a run next year. They should be pretty good. I mean, geez. I mean, they should be. I mean, they got a lot of good players.
Yes, they do.
They got a good defensive line. They got Gardner at the defensive back. They got a good linebacker with Mosley. Wilson's very good. You know, Lazard, he loves. Hall. I mean, their offensive line isn't, it's a little questionable, but he's halfway decent. My God, how are they not going to win 11 games? You tell me. Go ahead.
Christopher Russo, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 82 with us. Carlin in for Greeny. Chris, is Shohei Ohtani the best baseball player you've ever seen?
Well, I didn't see Ruth, so I guess I have to say yes. He's not Ruth. I know everybody wants to say he's the greatest player of all time. No, he's not. He's not as good a hitter as Ruth, and he's not as good a pitcher as Ruth. Now, he's done it together at the same time, but Ruth would have done the same thing if he was a DH, and they had the DH back a long time ago. Listen, he's tremendous. He's got 1 million home runs. He's pitched great. I got a funny feeling he might stay there. Who knows? I know he loves it there. He likes living on the ocean. The Angels have done a pretty good job of trying to surround him this year, at least, with some players who maybe they can make the postseason, or they probably won't. I mean, the guy's had it, he's great. And, everybody likes him, too. He's not a big fuss in the locker room. He kind of seems like he's one of the guys. And he's had an incredible, let's face it. He's every time he goes out there and pitches, if he doesn't have cramps or a busted fingernail, pitches really well. And he's got 40 homers. And he hit one last night. How many homers did he have right
40.
Now? I don't even know.
He had 40.
40 homers. I mean, he's going to hit 50 homers.
Yeah.
So he's going to hit 50 homers with an ERA and pitch 150 innings with an ERA of 3.25 or right around there. That's pretty good. There is not that many guys who can do that. Now, do I think he's the best hitter? No. In the sport, I think judges. Do I think he's the best pitcher? Gerrit Cole is. No, I do not. But as far as doing both, he's as good as he gets. Now, remember, Ruth was going to be a Hall of Famer as a pitcher, and he's the greatest hitter of all time. So, you got to keep that in mind. Everybody says, come on, Bambino, who cares? The period of time. He out-homered leagues. Forget that. He out-homered the freaking league. He hits 50 homers and he hits 60. So you got to keep that in mind with Ruth. And I'm a Ruth guy. But, let's not be silly here. Ohtani's a hell of a player.
Christopher Mad Dog Russo with us. I got a couple of more for you. Number one.
Will Texas make the playoff? Will Texas win the division?
They better.
Folks, he's a huge Rangers fan. Huge. Will they win the division?
I do not talk about it a ton on the air. They better. I mean, and I like the fact that they went all in on Scherzer, even though you know, I would have rather have seen it be Verlander. I'm not sure. Scherzer looked okay after the first inning yesterday. But listen, they better. It's come together quicker than they thought, and I give them credit for doing what they have done so far. But, you know, 2011 David Freese still stings. I'm not going to lie. Ron Washington, yeah, get Nelson Cruz out of right field, for Pete's sake. Anyway.
Oh, that's another thing. That was a bad play.
Oh, my 100%. God. I'll never forget talking to Chris the day after that Game 6 loss, and he's like, you're done. It's over. can't come back from this.
The only team that ever lost a game like that in a Game 6 that came back to win a Game 7, the Giants didn't do it in 0-2. Your team didn't do it. The Reds did. Lost 75 with Fisk's homer and came back the next day to win.
Great point.
Go ahead.
Brian Cashman, Chris, when is he ever going to be held accountable here?
Well, here's the problem. Listen, Cash is a great GM, but he's been here for 25 years.
This is my point. I mean, we can go through chapter and verse on the pitching he screwed up on.
Yeah, I mean, and they don't develop any 25 years as a general. I mean, 25 years. I mean, you know, Carson wasn't on 25 years, for crying out loud. And they haven't been to a World Series since 2009. Yeah, it's too long. He would not have lasted this long if George was in his prime, that's for sure. Now, that's good and bad. This is not really an indictment on the fact that he's a good GM. They're in the mix every year. Now, they got a $300 million payroll, but they're in the mix every year. But, I mean, for 25 years, that is way, way, way too long. And Boone isn't Miller Huggins either. Let's be honest. Let's call it like we see it.
Brian has become the fifth Steinbrenner. Let's be honest. Let's be fair.
Yeah, there's something to that. Boone's a great guy, but let's be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Boone is not a guy. Again, I mean, you know, he's been here a long time. You know, they got rid of Girardi, and Girardi won a championship, for crying out loud. I mean, my God. In 2009. Yeah, I think there is the statute of limitations. Now, nothing's going to happen, Chris. He's not going anywhere.
No, I know.
So he's going to be another 25 years. It's not like he's going anywhere. I don't care what they do.
Just got a new contract.
He's staying.
Yep.
He just signed a new one. And so did Boone. Boone's there forever. And I know that drives the Yankee fan crazy, but that's just, and I don't think the Yankees are going to make the playoffs. They're dangerous, and I never count them out, but I don't think they're going to get in. So from that standpoint, I know it's going to be a tough winner for Hal and the Yankee fans.
Christopher Mad Dog,
which makes you happy,
Christopher, and you too, Christopher Mad Dog Russo with us, of course. Carlin in for Greeny. All right, last one before I have a little fun with you. What happened, Jimmy Traynor, this week? I'm reading about you retiring soon. What's going on?
Jimmy, I did the spot with Jimmy because we have this little event today. And Jimmy said, I've been hearing these whispers. I am 64 years. I'm not retiring, but I'm 64 years of age. I mean,
Chris, you look 50 at most. You're in unbelievable shape for people who don't know. Like, if Chris doesn't get a 6 mile run in the morning, he is useless at times.
Well, here's the big key. I have four kids, and they're all out of the house beginning August 28th. Do you think Jeannie Russo wants to sit in Connecticut when I'm bouncing around talking sports in my third floor attic or breaking down Chargers and Chiefs Friday morning after a Thursday night game, screaming out the window, you know, about something that Brendan Staley did? So from that standpoint, I have to reassess it a little bit because, at the end of the football season, you got to be fair. I mean, 64, enough. I got to reassess it a little bit. I don't know what it might mean. It's too early. I don't want to sit there and make this a big deal. But, I mean, he asked me the question. That's why I brought it up. And I love Traynor. He's my fifth son. So from that standpoint, fourth son. And
yeah, you've only got three sons.
Yeah, he's my fourth. I love Traynor. But, yes, I'm not sure what – who knows? I mean, I love Stephen A., so, I mean, I would
– Oh, yeah, no, I'm talking about from the radio, listen.
This is really radio on the MLB Network.
So. But here's the other point. The fastball is still there. You're not going anywhere. Let's keep it where it is. All right, let's have a little fun. Three quick questions. I call it the lightning round. It's coming at you. Here we go.
It's time for the Canty and Carlin lightning round.
Okay, welcome to the super awesome bonus lightning round.
All right, Christopher, three quick questions for you. Number one, people know, huge music fan. Huge Springsteen fan, You know, he'll go see Steely Dan too. Don't let him fool you. Here's my question. Kira Russo comes to you. Dad, take me to the Taylor Swift concert. Will you go?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, she did go with her friends. Graduation present at MetLife. You know, she did graduate Notre Dame. I had to give her something. So we did send her to MetLife. But yes, I would probably, if she insisted that I show up, I'd have to stomach it. Yes, I'd go. That's one. Go ahead.
3.5 hours. Number two.
44 songs. Not one I know. That's a problem. Yes, sir.
Number two, for fans who do not know, Christopher is a travel savant. I am going to paint a scenario for me. You tell me how to get it done, all right?
All right.
November 11th, Rutgers at Iowa. Noon game, Iowa City. It's week 12 NFL. Let's say that I get the San Francisco-Jacksonville game 1 o'clock next day. How am I getting from Iowa City to Jacksonville in time?
Maybe Russo Air. Wheels up, we'll get you there. That is a rough stretch. Well, it's an early game. First off, Rutgers will lose 56-0, which will also... No, that they can't.
Well, it's Iowa. They won't score.
So, yeah, so 17-0.
No, we will put some points up. Relax.
No, I'll give Shiano a field goal. So maybe, how far is Ames? The only way you're going to do it is get to Chicago.
You got to go Cedar. You got to go Cedar Rapids is about 35 miles away.
Cedar Rapids to where?
I don't know. I'm talking about, like, biggest airport, Cedar Rapids, about 35 miles away.
Well, then you got to go Cedar Rapids, Chicago, Jacksonville. Now, here's what I'm going to hope for. The travel right now in America on these planes is a disaster. So I hope you get to Cedar Rapids and you get to the airport and get to Chicago. But you wake up the next but then you get the late flight Chicago to Jacksonville. There probably is one. But the pilots have timed out. So as a result there, you're stuck at O'Hare trying to get to Jacksonville the next day, but you can't go on Saturday night because of the they've timed out. And you're going to O'Hare, you and your big body, running around at our airport trying to figure out a way to get to. And Jacksonville is not exactly a known. It's like two flights a day.
Yeah.
So that is something I will keep an eye on. And I would love nothing better than you to run into that Jacksonville booth late first quarter. As the play-by-play, boy, they get rid of you so fast. Oh, and I love that. That would be fun. That is tricky because flying today, the airlines are a disaster. Airports are a complete mess, and there's no civility with passengers. And I am sure, you know, you're a big guy. I am sure. I don't know if you're flying first. So you in the back of the plane in the middle seat, that could be a dicey scenario. You sweating, trying to figure out a way to get to Jacksonville in time for a Niner Jaguar game. Heard on three stations across America. That's a tricky spot.
Thanks a lot. I'm trying to flag down one of those carts in O'Hare to get me to the gate on time. Last one.
Yes.
Last one. Theoretical, I ask everybody this question, Chris. Who wins in a fight between a bear and a shark?
The shark does. Why would you ask me that?
Because a lot of people think the bear does because of the hands, and the bear can, you know, do all that.
That shark is slippery. He moves, and one bite and the bear's shot. Sorry, shark wins.
Thank you. Shark wins. You're the best.
The shark wins.
You are the best. He is Mad Dog Unleashed every day, SiriusXM.
Let's talk about some stories, and you produced Mike and the Mad Dog back in the late 90s. Let's talk about it.
Well, all right. Listen, I got the time. If you want to fire away, go ahead, give them your favorite story from our traveling time together.
The favorite story for us is that one time Carly and I had to go from Tampa down to Port St. Lucie, Yankees training camp, and then the Mets the next day. And we stopped at a steakhouse in Kissimmee on the way down, you know, a nice steakhouse. And the lady who served us, I swear to God, this is true. And this is long before Chris was married. The lady who served us had her eyes on Carly. And she brought the steak out, and you could tell she wanted to make conversation. And she forgot to bring the French fries. And Carly had his milkshake and his steak, and he didn't have his fries. And after a couple of minutes, under his breath, he basically shouted, "Shut the blank up and give me my fries." which is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Funny. That was a funny one. That was fun. Either that or the three Coronas and a cheeseburger at the Hyatt in Tampa when you told me you want to go on a diet. It was either one or the other. I couldn't remember.
It was garlic bread, not fries. Thank you, Christopher.
That's right. Good boy. That's one story. The other story is we were in Indianapolis, I believe it was. We were in Indianapolis, and Carly was driving me and Mike all over America. I think it was Indianapolis.
It was.
All over America. And Carly screwed up, got lost, and did a U-turn on one of these two-lane highways in the middle of nowhere, where if he got hit by a car, we would have been dead because the ambulance wouldn't have been able to find us. And he did a U-turn, and he almost got knocked off. I was in the back. Mike was in the front. And Mike had some choice words for Carly. That was rough.
Wasn't the first time, wasn't the last. Thank you, Christopher. Christopher Mad Dog Russo always brings it. He is the best, of course, of Mad Dog Unleashed and, of course, of First Take every Wednesday with Stephen A. There are so many more, too. Anyway, it's Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. I'm completely thrown off by a couple of those last stories. We've got more on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Greeny, the podcast.
Is it a disappointment if Aaron Rodgers does not win a Super Bowl for the Jets? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Doesn't have to be this year, but if he doesn't, it's a massive disappointment. And I have to say, like earlier, getting a lot of pushback based on the discussion about Aaron Rodgers. A lot of people, including, I think, Cam and Bubba, would think that I have some sort of a vendetta against Aaron Rodgers, that somehow I don't like Aaron Rodgers, and that's not necessarily true. Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. Yes, the vibe might be a little bit different than when it's Greeny talking about Aaron Rodgers, and I know what the excitement level is among the Jet fans. All I'm asking is that people just keep it a little bit real when we are jumping through hoops, talking about how going all out during the preseason, the leadership, everything he's doing. Oh, my God. Zach Wilson throws a bomb. That was all Rodgers last night. He's got this incredible ability to make this team so much better. He haven't played a game yet. And while I understand that he was banged up last season, he finished 26th in the National Football League in QBR. Aaron Rodgers, the two-time MVP. You want to talk about who he was playing with last year? Okay. Let's also point out that he didn't show up to OTAs last year. That he didn't really care all that much about the Packers last year. That was very clear. Very clear. And I'm supposed to operate under an assumption that a 40-year-old quarterback is going to continue to play at the MVP level that he was at a couple of years ago. I mean, just to give you an idea of some of the guys that were in front of Aaron Rodgers with QBR last year, Matt Ryan with the Colts, Ryan Tannehill, Matthew Stafford, who was god-awful when he was on the field, Andy Dalton, Kyler Murray was 19th in QBR. And everybody's destroying that guy. So all I'm asking is for you to have a little bit of, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Objectivity in evaluating this situation. Got some results here, responses here on Twitter, I should say, that you're just flat out annoyed by this, but I don't know. EP on Twitter. You're on one today, talking about how bad Rodgers was last year. Still 12th in passing yards, 7th in passing touchdowns, with a broken thumb on his throwing hand. Guys, if he's on the field, he's on the field. They get themselves ready to play. Let's not make excuses if they're on the field, because they're not supposed to. Cornelius on Twitter, for the love of God, please, Greeny, come back. Carlin is absolutely destroying your show. He is a hating meathead on Aaron Rodgers. Frank the Tank, you really have a vendetta against Aaron Rodgers. I do not. All I ask is that you look at this with a degree of reality to it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. John is up on ESPN Radio. John, what do you got today, brother?
Hey, Carlin, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. So, how much time do I got?
You got time to make a comment. It's You're here. Go ahead.
Right? Okay.
John, you have an hour. Go to it.
Oh, that is fantastic. All right. First things first. Food. Your sandwich issues. I don't understand your extreme hatred with ham. However, I do have to agree with you. That's not in my top five sandwich.
Ham is so disgusting. Let's just put it at that. Okay?
I like ham. It's not in my top five, but I do like ham.
It is overly salty. I've never tasted a piece of ham that was good. Not once.
How did you not mention roast beef as a top five?
Here's the problem. Cold red meat, no. Cold red meat, no. Absolutely not. If we're talking about sandwiches, okay, I need something that tastes good cold. Red meat does not taste good cold. To me, does not.
All right. Because I was going to give you my number one go-to, which is chicken cutlet with American cheese, mayonnaise, hot sauce on a roll, heated up.
All right, that's acceptable. Appreciate the call. That's acceptable. Okay? Chicken cutlet, hot sauce. Here's the other problem. You got two condiments on there with mayo and hot sauce, but I'm going to allow it. Why? Here's why. Because if you put chipotle mayo on there or sriracha mayo on there, that's almost the same thing. Edward, up next on ESPN Radio. Edward, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, brother. Reuben, all day long. I'm from the South, but give me a Reuben on toasted rye all day long.
All right, that's solid. I'm not going to argue with that.
I've got some extended family that are Jets fans, so I'm happy for them. But I agree with you. If the Jets don't make the playoffs, it's a bust. And I'm tired of hearing about Aaron Rodgers. Good grief. I'm tired of Aaron Rodgers. Play football and move on. Thank you.
Listen, if the Jets don't make the playoffs, it's not a disappointment. It's an absolute disaster. That's not going to happen. I would be shocked. If something happened where the Jets did not make the playoffs this year, something went horribly awry. Whether it's an injury, whether it's a defense that just was not nearly as good as it was last year when they are counting on it, whether it's Rodgers just not being anywhere near the player he was 2 or 3 years ago, that's what would have to happen. Making the playoffs is the minimum. And everybody will be happy. Everybody will be happy if the Jets make the playoffs this year, and they should be, because it's a major step forward for a team that has been off in the wilderness, or the darkness, if you will, for quite some time. But if they make the playoffs and Rodgers is playing average football, then we got a problem. because it's about the next 2 years. He's already committed to that. It's about the next 2 years. And that is the time frame in which the Jets have to win a Super Bowl. I just don't want to operate under an assumption that he is capable of continuing to do this just like Tom Brady. Please name the other athletes, the other quarterbacks that have done it at this level at that age. George Blanda, okay, never saw him play. I can't sit here and give you a proper evaluation. Brady's really been the only one who's been able to do it. I mean, does this... It's a heck of a lot of expectations. You know where else there were a lot of expectations? Denver. How'd that work out for you? Mo, next. ESPN Radio. Mo, what do you got?
Hey, man, you know, I'm an older guy. I've been watching NFL for a long time. So I think everybody needs to temper their expectations about winning a Super Bowl, even when you get a superstar. I'm a Carolina fan, Panther fan, and we watched Cam Newton come in with all the hype, and we had plenty of expectations. But, man, it's hard to win a Super Bowl. It's hard, and we get jaded because somebody wins a Super Bowl every year. But we get jaded with our own team saying, yeah, we can do it, we can make it, we can make it. So I think everybody just needs to step back, watch the game, and, you know, have fun. There's a lot of hope involved, but, you know, it's hard to win a Super Bowl.
That's incredibly Pollyanna. I get it. Yeah, of course it's hard to win a Super Bowl. I know that. You know how I know it? The Jets haven't won one in 50 years. That's why the expectations are there when you bring in a player of Aaron Rodgers' caliber during his career. I think you're out of your mind if you're going to sit there and just assume that he's going to be great. If he's good, good. If he's good, the Jets are going to be fine this year. But what you need to know is that he's still capable of being very, very good. Doesn't even have to be 35 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Doesn't have to be the league MVP. Give me 4,000 yards. Give me 30 touchdowns. Give me 10 picks. That'd be amazing. I think it's possible, but I'm not operating under an assumption that it is a lock. Tune into an NL West battle tomorrow night as the Padres host the Dodgers. Coverage begins 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right, I'll say it.
Who you got?
It is the segment that America waits for each and every week. It is Bubba. It is Who You Got. It is our friends at Grainger getting it done. Bubba, the floor is yours.
All right. Who You Got brought to you by Grainger. And with football officially back, let's talk pregame rituals. And I got a few of them I'm going to throw at you here, and we'll talk about it. Josh Allen throws up before every game. Harrison Smith does a shot of hot sauce. Justin Tucker laid his uniform out in the shape of a person. That's weird. Jason Kelce listens to Christmas music, and George Kittle reads a letter from his dad. So who you got as your favorite pregame ritual?
Justin Tucker sounds like a serial killer. I'm not going to – laying out your entire outfit in the shape of a human just sounds weird.
Yeah, that's odd.
But he is the greatest kicker in the history of the league, so I think we – probably going to side there. Kelce, let me tell you something. Spent a year in Philly. I wouldn't say that I know Jason Kelce, but I spent a little time with him. Actually did an event with him and his now wife in a very small setting. There's not a better guy around, and it's just hysterical that he would be listening to Christmas music to pump him up. Every other professional football player I have ever asked about what song they need to pump them up before the game, and I probably have only asked 5 or 6, the answer has always been the same. In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Tyson hitting the drums, the whole thing.
Yep.
Next.
Any pregame rituals for you before you get your award-winning radio career going?
You mean as a fan?
No, just before you're doing a radio show.
Oh, before I'm doing a radio show?
You know, before you did the show today, any pregame ritual, pre-show ritual for you?
No. and just, you know, just kind of show up and let it fly.
See what happens?
Yeah, whatever. I mean,
you should try throwing up before every show.
I used to throw up before every exam in college.
Wow.
I hated taking
the ones
exams.
That you went to.
The ones that I went to after freshman year. Yes.
Who You Got brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And let's get down to business here tonight because Cam's going to be out of this conversation because he's a loser. But it's Mega Millions tonight and
yes.
We're up to $1.25 billion. So what we've done in the past is we've gotten a nice little lottery pool. And it's usually me, Greeny. We got Nuno involved, but Cam like did it once, and then he didn't want to do it again. So
I haven't been asked since. But
all right, do you want to be in?
No,
he's out. Do you want to be in?
Yes, of course.
All right, I'm thinking we'll just do it small, just one ticket each, so $2.
Okay,
you know
that's fine.
We'll get Nuno, you, me, and we'll get Liam too.
Right. So all right. So yes, absolutely.
The point
I'm
of it is
that.
Though, well, four of us are going to win.
Right.
And Cam's getting absolutely nothing.
Right. Oh, we make that agreement right now. Yeah. No cut for Cam.
Right.
None whatsoever.
Everyone's
absolutely.
Witnessing here.
By the way.
ESPN apps listening.
I love him. Didn't Greeny already kind of hit the lottery?
Yeah. Well, he's out. I mean, right now he's not a part of this. So, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But no, yeah. Yeah, his thing is always like he doesn't play the lottery on his own, but if he's ever asked, he's like, I'm not going to turn it down.
Okay.
You know, but yeah. No, I would agree.
That's fair.
It's a tough one for him to
America would hate Greeny if won.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. We got 1 minute here. Today is International Beer Day. Who You Got is your favorite beer?
I'm a Corona guy. Absolutely. Give me a slice of lime in there. Sometimes I get lazy. Sometimes I just take the lime juice and pour it right into there.
Okay.
But I am 100% a Corona guy. I will also go Blue Moon as I did the other night when I visited with you guys.
Okay, yeah.
What about you?
You know, I don't really have a specific 130. I'm really just open to anything. I kind of change and go. Yeah, I don't really care. I'll have whatever. No specific one. By the way, I know people are asking, our TV crew is asking. Yesterday we had the tacos.
Mm.
They went back-to-back weeks ground turkey. Pretty crazy, but I'll give them this. It's one of their better options, so I'm okay with it. Next week, 10 seconds, it has to be ground beef.
I thought we were going to march on the cafeteria if this had happened again, but apparently not. Monday, another one.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcasts.